11:01 here in Smithfield, Rhode Island. You are in the kennel with Pat. Pat Puzo and the cat, Tristan Hobbs. Round two. They let us back, Tristan. It's unbelievable.
They let us back.
They let us back in. I don't know.
At least one more episode.
At least one more episode. So you got at least another hour with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Really a muggy and crummy and foggy day. I mean, I'm walking into the office this morning around 9 o'clock. It was weird. I mean, this is just really opening up my brain and unveiling the deficiencies in my mind. I was walking and almost treating it like smoke. I was like blowing away the fog, and I'm like, that's not doing anything. It's just like, it was just really hard to see this morning. Really challenging. I don't know how it was for you driving here, but
it wasn't foggy at all this morning. It was really peaceful. There's a stretch of Route 7 when I come up. You go over a little bit of a reservoir type of thing, pond area, and you can see the foliage and the lake was peaceful, calm. You can see the reflection of the trees off of it. Really great morning. It's going to be 80 degrees though today, Pat. It's kind of weird. Indian summer.
Really, really weird. Indian summer is right. Tomorrow's going to be even better than today. I mean, it
could be a record high tomorrow.
Could be a record high. I might leave the office at some point and just go tan. If you don't see me for 4 hours, you can find me in some field.
You're from New Jersey.
That's very true. I don't tan though. I mean, I don't know if no one can tell from my skin complexion because this is a radio show, not a pod, a telecast. But yeah, I'm pasty white. Anyway, big show today. Star-studded lineup. I mean, unbelievable. Last week we had all males. Today we have all women. Really dominating the female population today with the field hockey team, for the most part, starting off with Emily Perryman. Then the coaches, Shaughnessy Saucier and Carla Joel, join us in about 30 minutes from now. And then we close with Quinn Mazzaroni, senior of the women's soccer team, who had their senior day this Sunday. So really a big show. We're gonna have some fun with them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was happy with how much fun we had last week, and I think we can have even more fun today. I think all four of our guests bring a good amount of, I'm gonna say it again, fun to our show.
Yeah, definitely a different dynamic to the show this week compared to last week. I mean, last week's show was great as well, but certainly looking forward to it. But we're gonna start with something not so fun. Just recapping the weekend. Start with football. You were at the game. Yeah, tough one at St. Francis. St. Francis, really good team. We lost 38-3. Worst conference loss
for the Bulldogs ever.
Yeah, in program history.
It was a tough one for Bryant on Saturday. Just didn't show up. He talked to Coach Fine last night during his radio show, and that's what he said. Team just didn't come to play, and it happens. Every now and again, you have a clunker. Unfortunately for the Bulldogs, it happened last week, but still four league games left to go and still a chance to vie for a league championship, so you got to put it behind you. And the best part about that is you get a week right now to get over it and then get back on the field. They have Wagner this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, they return home this weekend, a place they have not played in about a month, so that'll be good for the team. And really what it comes down to is offensive line protection, protecting Dalton Easton, and then the running game is just completely non-existent over the weekend.
Yeah, minus nine rushing yards. That's the fewest in program history.
Anytime you have minus nine rushing yards, it's never going to be good.
A little skewed because in college they count sacks as rushing yards. So Dalton was sacked four times. So that kind of skews our numbers. We had probably without the sacks 15, 20 yards rushing. So still not great, but not negative. But that is skewed a little bit.
Yeah, certainly. So football, big weekend ahead. They really need a big win.
Should be a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, Wagner College coming in. They did a big win this past weekend at Central Connecticut, come from behind victory. So, gonna be a good game. Hopefully, gonna be nice weather as well. So,
yeah, 1 o'clock kickoff and family and friends weekend. So bring your families, bring your friends, and enjoy some Bulldog football.
Hopefully, and a Bulldog win as well. And volleyball split this weekend down in Brooklyn.
We go hard. Whenever I hear Brooklyn, I think of that song.
We go hard.
Well, that's how the lyric goes in the song. I don't know the song, but I just know
I've
that
never,
lyric.
I never really thought of that anytime I'm in Brooklyn.
I'll look it up when we're off air here.
I'm going to suggest that next time I'm down there. Media day next week for men's and women's basketball in the NEC at Barclays Center.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they're playing that song on loop the entire time we're there.
But back to volleyball.
Back to volleyball. They split this weekend, dropped the first match at LAU on Saturday, and then bounced back with a straight sets victory over St. Francis. Volleyball, as we mentioned last week, they look great at times, and then other times they just, you know, take sets and matches off, it seems. So just trying to find some consistency.
Up and down right now, 4-3. They've finished their first half of league play, and now they get second half of league play going this weekend when they host St. Francis and Robert Morris, two dynamite games for them. Going to be really competitive games.
Yep, and they swept the series set over out in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago.
First time ever.
First time ever. So coming home, they're expecting, you know, probably a couple wins at the very least. So it should be a good weekend for them as well. And then, as we mentioned later in the show, Quinn Mazzaroni, women's soccer team, will be joining us. Women's soccer also split this weekend. They won at Mount on Friday, 2-0 victory, their seventh shutout of the year. All seven victories this year, by way of the shutout. Very strange. I don't think that's ever happened in the program's Division I history. definitely not. And
it is quite striking.
Yes, it is. So anytime they allow a goal, it just
doesn't bode well.
It doesn't bode well at all. And then they did that on Sunday. They allowed two goals in the first half against Fairleigh Dickinson, defending NEC champs, and then scored in the second half about 6 minutes in. Kiana Woods scored her fourth goal in five games. She's just been on a tear of late and could not complete the comeback. They lost 2-1. So currently tied for third in the NEC. They play two games this weekend. Played down at Wagner, and then host St. Francis University on Sunday, their senior day. St. Francis, they're tied with in the NEC for third, so big games this weekend.
Another quick turnaround. They had to go down to Mount St. Mary's and come back to play on Sunday. Now they have to go to Wagner and play at 7 o'clock on Friday and come back and play on Sunday, so really tough for them.
Yeah, hopefully the senior day festivities and ceremony on Sunday will give them a little bit more energy and confidence, and you know, hopefully that turnaround won't really affect them that much. Their last Friday to Sunday turnaround is only one more game after this Sunday. It's crazy how the season's winding down.
See, this is why social media is great. I don't mean to interrupt you. Mike McDonald just tweeting at me the YouTube link to the song I was thinking of. It's Jay-Z featuring Santo Gold, Brooklyn We Go Hard. So
you know what?
There we have it.
There we have it. If we were able to play that,
I don't know if it's a clean version or not.
You know what? It's a little risky.
Let's not do that.
We're not going to do that. Maybe next week we'll have that for you.
But thanks, Mike. And yeah. I just saw, Mike, if you're listening, which you clearly are, it's our 5-year friend anniversary on Facebook today. So
wow. Happy anniversary.
Good job to us. Let's go.
Wow. That's incredible.
Not many days you get one of those on Facebook.
Not many days. 5 years is a long time.
It is.
That's,
and now he's my... whatever you call a person that you pay rent to and owns the house.
Your
landlord.
Landlord, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Landlord, roomie, and
all-around connoisseur.
Partner for 5 years, yeah. What, incredible. So, field hockey.
Oh, yeah, big weekend for them. That's why we have them on this week.
That's why we have them on, yeah. Big weekend.
Two wins.
They beat Fairfield, the defending champs, Sunday?
Friday.
Friday.
In overtime. Emily Perriman, the game-winning goal scorer, will be joining us momentarily. And then Sunday, went down to Sacred Heart. We know how apparently all Bulldogs feel about Sacred Heart, according to Marquise Watson.
Yep. We don't need to repeat that.
They beat them 5-2. So good 3-1 in MAC play. That ties their best start.
Since 2013. Really awesome weekend for field hockey. And based on the start of the season, I mean, they really turned it around quickly.
Just before we got on here, and we're going to talk to the coaches and Emily in a little bit, two goals in their first seven games. They have 18, or no, yeah. Did I say 18?
18.
18 in their last seven. So quite striking the difference in offense that they've had in the last couple of games. They've scored 11 in two of those games combined, 6 against LAU Brooklyn, 5 against Sacred Heart. So the Bulldogs are firing in all cylinders right now, which is good to see.
Yeah, certainly. And, I mean, part of that goal total kind of skewed by two of the last four games. They scored 6 against LAU Brooklyn in the only game on Bryant's campus last Friday. And then, as you mentioned, 5-2 victory down at Sacred Heart on Sunday. So, I mean, they've really just been playing outstanding, winners of 3 of the last 4, and they're looking great.
And before we bring Emily on, I think she's here now. She's going to be beckoned into our studio here. Swimming and diving open up their home seasons this weekend when they host Maine on Saturday night at 5 o'clock in the Chase Athletic Center pool. So hard to believe it's already swimming and diving season, but it is, and the Bulldogs are home for the first time this year.
Yep, certainly. And they also, as we mentioned last week, they opened up their season a couple weeks ago. Looked very good as well. Then also this weekend, can't forget about... No idea what I'm teasing?
No.
We talked about it before the show. Come on.
I don't know.
We need to promote this big time.
Oh, Midnight Madness?
Yep.
That's right. Midnight Madness, November 3rd. Thursday, November 3rd at 8:30. Midnight Madness in the Chase Athletic Center. So put that down in your calendars. We'll be marketing stuff out here momentarily. And we don't have Shaq Diesel. But you have the big cat.
We're not Providence. We've got the cat. Little shorter, but just as important.
A little shorter and not as good as hoops.
You could probably still beat him in a race, though.
Maybe.
He's put on some pounds.
Yeah.
He's about 315.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh, all time. He's outstanding. Great personality, too. I'd love to have him on the show.
I don't think he would fit in the room.
I don't think so either. He'd break the chair that Emily is currently sitting in. So now we'll bring in Emily Perriman. Emily, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's important, Emily, that you talk into the mic.
Okay.
Directly into the mic. Otherwise, our video guy, Drew, will have to crank up the volume with a program that I'm not too familiar with at all. So,
all right.
Folks, every show I'm going to do like a behind the scenes from the kennel. So on our Snapchat, Brian Athletics. So Emily, you're going to be on behind the scenes now. So don't be worried if I'm taking a weird picture of you. It's all right.
Okay.
So Emily, as we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, team has really looked great over the last few games. They've really turned the season around. Winners of three of the last four. As Tristan said, 18 goals over the last seven games. What has been the biggest difference over that stretch?
I think we just are peaking at the right time, and I think everyone just is coming together really nicely on the field. We're really excited, and we're taking – so from the LIU-Brooklyn game, we've taken that energy and brought it to the next games, which is really exciting.
And you yourself had a really big weekend as well. Your play of late, what can you attribute that to? Is it the team around you? What have you been doing differently? Anything?
Definitely the team. They're like, coach has been working with me on making some nice runs up the sideline, and the inside midfielders, Freya and Keegan, recently have been seeing me, and so I've been wide open on the sidelines, which is pretty exciting.
Emily, you scored the game-winning goal on Friday. Don't know how many of those you had. It was in overtime, so obviously you scored a game-winning goal during regulation, I'm assuming sometime during your career, mm-hmm. but to get it in overtime, how cool of a moment was that for you?
Yeah, that was like hands down coolest thing that's like ever happened at Bryant. It was just really awesome. Like the whole team ran out on the field, and like I've never seen our team that excited for like after a game. So that was just like really cool. And I think that everyone's just like really excited for this weekend, like coming off of that win. And it's just like, yeah, awesome.
It was a tough circumstance on Friday. You're playing the defending champs, and then in overtime, it's 7v7 in field hockey in overtime. Mm-hmm. So a lot more open field, a lot more running. You guys immediately go down a player mm-hmm. in overtime.
Yep.
You were able to stave off Fairfield and then go and score. Obviously, winning the game, exciting, but how in winning it in that fashion must have been even more exciting.
Yeah, so that was really like heartbreaking when we got that card against us. We just immediately were just like, oh my God, like, we're down a man, and we're already down, like,
four others.
So that's, like, scary to see, but I think our team really, like, worked together, and we communicated what we needed to do to, like, take care of the ball when we were down that man, and I think we did a really good job doing that. We also, because we have such a small team this year, we actually play 77 when we normally scrimmage at practice, so we're very used to that setting, and if, like, one person's injured that day, like, we often do play 7v6, so I think that definitely carried
just get the
in.
Game to overtime.
Yeah, I think that definitely carried in. Like, we're used to playing 77, 76.